It's August the 28th, 1993. I'm sitting in a car with Fran Huerta. And Fran is going to tell you her name. And so, Fran, why don't you tell us your name and where you live, please?
Fran Huerta. I live in Lebanon, 4170 South San Yam. And I'm here with you, Mr. Frederickson.
All right. And Fran, do you realize that this conversation is being tape recorded?
Yes, I do.
And that this, if it's possible, this tape recording will be used in court?
Yes.
All right. Fran, you have something to share with me about a person by the name of James Haynes. Can you kind of tell us, who is James Haynes?
James Haynes is my son-in-law. He married my oldest daughter nearly 10 years ago.
Your oldest daughter's name?
It's Phyllis Haynes.
Phyllis, okay.
And James Haynes has bragged to me over the years that he's the man that killed Diane Downs' kids.
When did he first tell you that?
I believe it was like 86, 87, somewhere along in there. Can
you tell me the circumstances? Why would he tell you a thing like that? Tell me what happened.
Well, it was like he was using it as something to, like, instill fear. The kind of, don't you know I'm the person that did Diane Downs' kids, so aren't you afraid of me now? I didn't believe him at first. I thought it was just, you know, like, this man's an egomaniac, and he likes to brag about making himself a big man by doing all kinds of bizarre, violent behavior, and he uses this to control people and has for years. I thought he was using that on me.
Well, when he said this to you, were you angry, or was he angry? Had you had an argument with him?
Well, yes, we had had a confrontation of, he seemed to think that he was in awe that I was angry enough and felt enough hatred toward the man. He said, do you think that you're strong enough to a war with me in combat, if it come to that? And I told him, yes, I was. And he said, what makes you think that you'd win? He says, I've got this, and I've done that, and I'm a karate man. And I looked at him, and I said, Jim, it's passion that you bring out in me and the hatred that I feel, that it doesn't matter what kind of skill you have, I would win. I would tear you apart. And he jumped back and says, well, don't you know I'm the man that killed Diane Downs' kids? I looked at him and I said, Jim, I can't let myself dwell on that or even believe it because you're the father of my grandchildren. And he just kind of laughed and like, yeah, you know, just keep that, you know, don't forget that. I thought it was just bravado talking, but like maybe he needed to see a psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if he's told other people about this same thing?
Oh, yes. I've come to learn that he brags. He never said a word about this until after Diane Downs was convicted. And a few of us have gotten together recently and we've begun comparing notes about this because he's told so many people at so many different times that, and he's bragged about it, that he's the man that did Diane Downs' kids. He never breathed a word of it to anybody until after Diane was convicted, and he seen the way things, the way the whole state was against Diane, he felt very safe and smug, and in fact he has been all these many years because I've told you as many as 14 to 15 people in separate incidents that he's bragged about too, and not one person has come forward until now.
But there are some who are willing to talk about it, do you believe?
I think so.
And have you given me a list of those names?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Let me ask you, have you seen the composite, the drawing of Diane Downs did,
yes,
of the person,
yes,
who shot her and the children?
I read it in Small Sacrifices long ago. The first time I read it, the book, I wasn't even thinking about my son-in-law, and I glanced through the pictures. Then, when my son-in-law began to brag that he was the one that opened that book up and went, my God, that looks just like him. And everyone that I've shown it to that knows him, I mean, none of the people that I know have a copy, but it's like I take mine around everywhere I go. And I opened it up and I said, this is the man that Diane drew. Who does that look like? I haven't had to prompt. They all go, that's Jim! But see, they didn't see the newspaper, and very few of them have read the book. But once I've shown it to them, you know, these are the people that he's bragged to, they all begin to look a little differently. Wow, like maybe it wasn't just brag or...
And tell me, does Jim Haynes have a violent nature to him?
Does he ever? The man has 17 degrees of black belt. He specializes in, he knows all the moves that you can do to kill a person quickly with one blow or to make them suffer. And he will go on at length about, and he has very powerful arms and hands. He's beat my daughter. He threw my grandson down a flight of stairs because he was angry at me. He's threatened to shoot my dog because he knew it would hurt me and make me sad. He has threatened my daughter that if she ever left him, he would kill her grandparents. He sugared the gas tank to my car. He's done lots and lots of hurtful things to me. He's tried to have me set up many times to hurt my daughter. Yes, the man has a very violent, sick nature.
Do you know if he has ever been arrested?
Yeah, he grew up in Hillcrest, I gather, and he's been arrested for methamphetamine and machine guns. He's been arrested for... The cops came there too soon this last time. This was like 2 years ago, I think. He was doing a big drug deal in the motel, but the money had just left. Excuse me. And the drugs hadn't arrived when the cops broke in, and therefore they dismissed the whole thing because there was nothing there. But it was about to happen. He got his walking papers with his 2 pounds of methamphetamine and his machine gun. He did 45 days. I mean, really hard time here. He did 45 days of actual jail time, and he did... From there, he was just on write-in status on his parole. He did it for about a year and a half. He had his wife send in his reports. He never even made one out, to my knowledge. Bragged that he was doing it easy because he was who he was, that the system was afraid of him, and that he didn't worry about taking urinalysis tests. His parole officer never came to see him. And finally, his parole officer told him, pay $350, and the whole thing's over with, which he went and borrowed the money, paid it, and sure enough, he's off. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Have you known him to deal in drugs and sell drugs?
The whole 10 years I've known him, yes.
I see.
He's never held a job. He hasn't had a single job. He put together a baseball card shop 2 years ago and dealt drugs out of that until he got so scared. You know, he was rocking and rolling Eugene out of his baseball card shop. But that's the only time I've ever known him to do a visible, honest labor was when he had that baseball card shop. Other than that, the man has... He runs chemicals, buys chemicals. Protects meth labs. He's known to be a collector, an enforcer. He does favors for motorcycle clubs. They do favors for him. He used to work, he bragged about doing hits for people who would contact this karate agency that he used to work at, Ed Parker Studios. Ed Parker, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Jim was their main man. They called him Animal. But apparently they would be approached and they would send Jim, I guess they flew him all over the United States to do, Jim bragged that he was the only one that could do the job, like Charles Bronson or something. whether or not he actually did these things, but I know he was approached all of the time by people needing somebody to go collect something for them or put a scare here. He loved doing it, loved it.
Well, have you heard about, there had to have been a gun that shot the Downs children and Diane that night. Have you heard anything about a gun or a t-shirt?
Yes.
Tell me about that, please.
I was told by someone who was very close to Jim. And
you've given me some information.
Yes.
Where I might follow up on that.
Yes. But the man said, Jim approached him, it was May, what was it, 18th, was that the night this happened,
May 18th? May 19th.
It was that date, and he said Jim came running out to his house with a t-shirt dripping in blood, and something was hard, he said it felt like a gun, we didn't look, was wrapped in the t-shirt, and Jim says, help me get rid of this. The man went with Jim, and they buried this gun and t-shirt. It wasn't until just a few hours later that the man heard on the news about the incident of Diane's children. This man knew that that was what Jim had done. And Jim got excited when he saw the, heard about it. And he was going, yeah, man, that was really a rush. You know, he talked about it in, the positive term. He was very hyped up, this man said, but he helped him dispose of it. And told to me that Jim lived at the time, lived less than 5 minutes away from where, the actual crime took place. This man has been reluctant to come forward, but I think he's wanted to talk about it for a long time. He's been reluctant to come forward because he fears that he would be an accessory to it. But when I asked him, he said he'd been waiting for 10 years for someone to talk to him about it. And I think the man genuinely feels sorry that he did assist, but at the time he did not know what crime. It could have been a deer that Jim had killed or something for all he knew at the time, but when he saw the news broadcast, he knew what Jim had done. And I don't know, this man's been very tight with Jim over the years. I don't know if he'll call and warn Jim that I know and that I'm sharing this information with you today. He may, but then again, he may not, because I know he feels very badly about it, but he would not ever come forward himself. I mean, never would he have, but he did talk to me.
Well, let me ask you, I hear you say things about Jim Haynes that you're kind of bitter at him. Are you doing this because you're angry with him? Why have you come forward at this time? Fran, I just shut the tape off for just a moment. You were aware of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, you had a problem with a question I asked, and let me say again. We're back on tape, and this I'm tape recording this conversation.
Yes.
Still the same day, same time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. There's been some things recently that have caused you a great deal of misery in the family. Is that right?
Oh yes.
And Jim Haynes, you told me, has been awarded your grandchildren.
Yes.
And you're concerned about that the children being in that environment. All right.
I hate this man with all my heart, and I have for 10 years. That's no secret. Everyone knows there's great animosity between Jim and I.
But the one thing that prompts you, and I don't want to put the words in your mouth.
Yes.
I know you told me a while ago.
Why
your
I came
grandchildren.
Forward, my grandchildren, but the man doesn't deserve to breathe air on the face of this earth. And if I can get locked away from my grandchildren and from me and from decent society, then.
But what you're telling me is not something just to get him locked away.
No,
what you're telling me is things that you've heard that
are true. This is true, yes.
Prompted you to do this then is because your grandchildren have been taken away.
Yes,
and it finally
yes.
give you the courage.
I come to a head and I went, no. I mean, if the court, how can the court award this man who's such an animal? My grandchildren and myself and the children's mother are able to take care of the children, have provided for them, and there was no reason for them to do this, but yet the court just awarded my three children to this man, and I'm concerned for their safety. But more than that, I have learned that Diane indeed did not do that, and if Diane didn't shoot her children, then the person that did should be locked up and not her. And if my information can help free her, fine.
Okay, now the questions I've asked you here today and your answers, you're saying them under oath. You're
yes.
saying that you attest to that, and in
yes.
a court of law, you
yes.
swear to
it. It is not for vengeance. I mean, that's a part of it, but if it wasn't doing this, it's possible that I could be having to face a life sentence myself. And the man has threatened to kill me many times, and I've been known to say I wish he was dead, and I do, and that's the truth.
Well, let's talk about some of the other people, without mentioning names. Now, you have given me a list of names, but we won't mention those names. Let me ask you, are some of them, you think they would be willing to share things?
Some of them will, yes.
Have they all heard, you've discussed the same things with them,
yes.
And they've heard him say these
yes.
same things?
Yes, he's bragged at various times to all the people who I've told you about. They all know, and I think the reason for their silence is that Jim has things on them through, they all do criminal activity together occasionally. I'm sure he has things on them that they wouldn't want, probably powerful information that they wouldn't want to be made public is probably why they have a complaint.
Well, you've known Jim, I think you said 10 years?
10 years, yes.
Well, how well do you know him? Do you think you know him really well?
I have studied the man. He has fascinated me. And he's been such an evil part of the things that I love, my daughter and my grandchildren. And I have studied this man because he probably is the best manipulator of people I have ever seen in my life.
I hear this.
They lie for him. I do believe he almost has Charlie Manson type qualities. I think there are some people that would absolutely kill for Jim. I believe that with all my heart.
Why, though? Why would he tell people that, you know, when he knows that this could get him in trouble? Why would he say it?
I don't know. I mean, I've wondered that myself, but apparently he's been safe in doing so because he's been saying this to a large amount of people, as you well know, for many years, and I think I'm the first person to come forward with it. No one's
had you're the first one I've known about.
No one's had a hint of it, and that boggles my brain. I mean, here's the death of children involved, and no one has even... they've all protected him in this. Now, I mean, either he's insane... Well, only an insane person would go about saying that, or else he really did.
Well, you're providing me with a photograph here today,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay, and this photograph is from the time that this shooting occurred.
Yes, I met Jim right after the shootings occurred, and I had no reason to connect him with that crime then. But I know he was very reluctant at that time to have his picture taken. He changed his identity frequently. He would comb his hair different ways, wear sunglasses always, grow a beard, shave it off, grow sideburns, shave them off.
And this was when? In 1983?
83. I didn't meet him until 84.
In 84.
It was right after. But see, like I said, I knew he was hiding from something. Or had some very strange behavior, but I had no idea what. But he wanted to stay up in the hills and come down and do his thing and then go back up and hide somewhere. Didn't want people to know where my daughter and he were living. And I would want to come and visit and be family, and oh, he did not like that, not at all.
Did you ever watch a television program about the Downs case while he was in your home?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I think I've just about covered all the questions. Do you have anything else that you would like to add to this?
Right now my mind is kind of blank because we've been talking for so long. I have lots and lots of things. I have 10 years of things I want to say, but at first I didn't believe, I thought Jim was just bluffing, but the more I've looked and the more I've watched and the information that I've gathered, at first it was like an eerie feeling in my stomach. And then I begin to get more and more of like, I think he did. I really think he did. Then I talked to the man that helped him bury the sheet, bloody t-shirt with something in the middle. More and more and more. I mean, it's been slow coming. But when it finally, now that it's come, it's like so many things have fallen into place.
Yeah, you believe these people are really being honest with you, that they're not just trying to...
Nobody has come forward. I mean, everything that has been reluctant You know, like, did Jim ever mention to you, like, he said to me the other day that he's the one that murdered Diane Downs' kids. Have you ever said anything like that to you? Well, yeah, he said it back to me back in 85. Did you just find out about it? You know, that kind of an attitude. And I haven't wanted to really pin him down and question him for fear of, like, alienating them.
All right, we just ran out of...
Everyone wants to brag about it, too. Yeah, Jim told me that. I want to continue the questions, but... Believe me, I've wanted to ask lots of them, lots of questions.
We had some problems with our tape here, Fran. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's still August the 28th, and we're still sitting and talking. I think we have just about covered everything, and I once again want to say that this has been a tape-recorded conversation. I am certainly not a professional investigator, but in your opinion, have I given you any information that you might have used in this tape? Or are the things that you have said?
Have you led me, you mean? Have you led
have
me?
Have I led you to say
not.
Anything?
In fact, Mr. Fredrickson, it seems like I've been babbling constantly to you. I couldn't wait to tell you all the things. I mean, I had plenty of my own. Excuse me, I don't think you got a word in edgeways. I feel like I've just been bursting, you know, to tell you what I know. Perhaps I've been a little rude at points, but what I've said, I had to get out, and it's from my heart, and it's what I know, and it...
Would you, if this were to come to where it was to go to court, would you be willing to go to court and testify to these same things that you have stated here today?
Mr. Fredrickson, when I made up my mind to talk to you, I committed myself, and... I will do whatever it is necessary to follow this through and find out for sure if Jim really did, and if so, I'll help you in any way I can.
Fran, thank you. This is the end of this tape. It, again, is August the 28th, and this has been Fran Huerta and Wes Fredrickson in an interview regarding James Haynes.